Football's video assistant referee isn't everyone's favourite thing about the sport, to put it mildly. Designed to have video technology change blatantly obvious or important mistakes made by the on-field referee in the course of a match, the system has been criticised as it has been trialled in leagues around the world. Many say it slows down the game too much, is unnecessarily complicated, and even sometimes doesn't end up giving the right decision, despite the extra layer of review. But the sport's global governing body, FIFA, has decreed the system will be used in the biggest sporting event on earth, the Men's Football World Cup in Russia, later this year. FIFA President Gianni Infantino claims the video assistant referee system helps optimise the game.
The World Cup is the most important competition in the world, needs to be played in the best conditions, and the best conditions for the referees and for the public and for the coaches and for everyone who loves the game are that we can make sure that the referees are helped and the right decisions can be taken.
On the field, the Newcastle Jets have handed Sydney FC just their second defeat of this A-League season. Even more remarkably, they've done so despite being a man short for most of the match after the sending off of striker Roy O'Donovan. The 2-1 triumph brings the Jets within 8 points of Sydney, with 5 matches to play in the regular season. Sydney will likely still win the A-League Premiership, given that gap. But the result gives the second-place Jets crucial confidence against the competition's standout team, which could come in very handy indeed should the teams meet again in the A-League Grand Final. But that wasn't the only surprise result in the A-League this past weekend. Melbourne Victory are now just a point behind rivals Melbourne City in third place after a 2-1 win when the two sides clashed in the Melbourne Derby. It's Victory's fourth victory in the last 5 Melbourne Derbies. Coach Kevin Muscat is impressed with how his players responded to the atmosphere present when two local rivals play each other.
In these type of games, there's always an intensity that's driven, you know, by the stadium. It's driven by the players, so, you know, staying in control. I thought the players handled themselves unbelievably well.
Melbourne City has now lost their last 3 A-League matches. In basketball, the Adelaide 36ers have started the National Basketball League final series in emphatic style. They thrashed the Perth Wildcats, 109 points to 74, in Game 1 of their best-of-3 semi-final series. It's Perth's worst loss in a final series match since 1989. Adelaide coach Joey Wright says the result is unsurprising because his players are resisting any urge to get lazy.
Watching them as they walk in the gym, watching them as they're getting dressed. I've been watching them, and I just haven't seen any complacency. Margin of victory was probably irrelevant because, we just got on a roll there in the fourth quarter.
The winner of the Adelaide versus Perth series plays the winner of the Melbourne versus New Zealand series in the best-of-3 grand final series. And in swimming, the conclusion of the Commonwealth Games trials for next month's games on the Gold Coast has produced a 70-strong team for Australia for the event. 49 able-bodied and 21 para-athletes have earned qualification. Amongst the stars of qualifying were already big names like Kate Campbell and Olympic champion Kyle Chalmers, as well as breakout stars like teenager Ariane Titmus. Titmus became the first woman in 14 years to win gold in the 200 metres, 400 metres and 800 metres freestyle. Campbell, coming off a 2017 sabbatical after her disappointing performance at the 2016 Olympics, wasn't to be outdone though, winning the 100 metres freestyle and setting new national records in the 50 metres freestyle and 50 metres butterfly. She's told Channel 7 she's not taking her achievements for granted.
Yeah, it's a personal best and they don't come around all that often now that I'm the ripe old age of 25. I'm no Ariane Titmus, that's for sure, so I'll take them when I can.
The Commonwealth Games begin on the Gold Coast on April 4th. Sunil Awosthi, SBS News.